We now begin the sixth parak of Maseches Zevachim. This is 6-1, and the primary topic of the parak has to do with the bird offerings. However, this Mishnah, which are essentially is two Mishnahs that have been concatenated together, talk about two other topics. The first topic talks about the status of the Mizbeach itself in terms of if it can be a place to shecht kachi kachim as well. And then we'll go on to talk briefly about menachos, meal offerings. So the Mishnah starts out by saying, answering the question, is one allowed to shecht an ola on top of the mizbeach itself, not the kevesh, the ramp for shana, but on the altar? Is that a separate legitimate place? Now it's clear that the primary requirement is to shecht them in the tzafon in the north. The question is the mizbeach a separate additional place where you could shecht it? And the reason that's a possibility, and we'll see, it's a fact that you can, is because the pasuk says v'zavachta alav, you'll slaughter on it es olosecha v'es shlamecha, your olos and your shlamim. So you see, you can shecht an ola, which is kachi kachim, on the mizbeach. Now, there is a machlokas tanaim where the location of the mizbeach was, how far north. Okay, on the one extreme, there's shitas that hold tanaim that hold that the entire mizbeach is in the northern half. There are other tanaim hold that the entire mizbeach is in the southern half. There's a third shita that it was divided exactly in the middle, north south. Halacha, the Brahman Paskins, it's mostly in the south. So there are different opinions on how far up and down it shifted, but that's not the point at all of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying, aside from the north, which is where it's supposed to be shechted, there's an additional location called the Mizbeach. And the question is that a place you can shecht olos without restriction or not? So the first sheet that says, Kachi kachim sheshachatam barosha Mizbeach, if you slaughter for shechita, for korban, a kachi kachim, on top of the Mizbeach itself, anyone in the Mizbeach, in fact, but not the Kevesh, not the ramp. Rabbi Yossi Omer ki ilu nishchatu b'tzafon. He says it is the same status of the tzafon, meaning yes, it's kosher. Now, as it happens, Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire Mizbeach existed in the northern half. But that's not the point. It's not considered the tzafon of the Azar. It's a different place called the Mizbeach, and that's a separate place where you're allowed to shecht, and his basis is the pasuk that we just read a moment ago. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, he disagrees. Va'omer mechatzei hamizbeach v'letzafon ketzafon. The northern half, meaning from the midline northward of the mizbeach, that place is like the north of the Azara. Mechatzei mizbeach l'darom kedarom. And the southern half, the midpoint down southward on the mizbeach, that's considered to be not the tzafon. So meaning only half, the northern half of the mizbeach, is a place where you could shecht kachi kachim. Now, as it happens, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda's shita is that the Mizbeach was shifted south, that the entire Mizbeach existed in the southern half. So the northern end of the Mizbeach is basically the midline of the Azara. So therefore, he's saying there's two places. You have the northern half, the Tzafon, and you also have on top of the Mizbeach, which is south of that, but you just have the northern half of the Mizbeach. So as it happens, there's a separate machlokas about where the tzafon is in the Azara. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda holds it's just the portion directly north, like not northeast and not northwest of the Mizbeach, but just directly north of the Mizbeach, that strip. But he says the Mizbeach as well. But just to sort of illustrate his point a little bit to make sure it's clear, if hypothetically in Bayis Shlishi, the Mizbeach were built smaller than its current size, so and there'd be a gap between the northern end and the midline point. So then you'd have essentially two separate zones, from a bird's eye view. You'd have the northern half of the Azara directly north of the strip, directly north of the Mizbeach. That's the Tzafon. Then you have like the strip between the Mizbeach and the midpoint where you cannot shecht kachi kachim. Then a new zone, actually on top of the Mizbeach itself, the northern half of the Mizbeach, you could once again shecht kachi kachim, says Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Okay, the halacha is that the entire Mizbeach is an eligible place for shechting karbanos. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah continues, but in like the Bavli, it's like a second Mishnah, like five daf later, discusses now menachos. So really, mincha, the topic of meal offerings, is a whole mesech to itself. We'll get there, Bez Hashem, next after Zvachim. But we're just taking a moment here to talk about the place of the mincha, sort of analogous to the previous parak, we had the places of the different zvachim. So the Mishnah says in a similar kind of structure to the previous Mishnah I said from the previous parak, hamenachos, when it comes to all the different kinds of meal offerings, hayu nikmatzos b'chol makom ha'azara, ba'azara. They can be the kamitza, this is nikmatos, means that you take the handful from the meal offering. Again, the idea is meal offering is sitting inside a dough essentially. It's sitting inside a klisharis after it's been touched to the corner of the mizbech, mikol hagasha. Then there's the four steps really that parallel the blood of Oda of shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. You have, instead of shchita, taking a portion of the animal, its blood, for application on the altar. You take a portion of the meal offering, its kometz, and that's going to be offered on the mizbech. So essentially, it's the what you. If you've seen it, you've seen it. It's hard to describe exactly. It's the amount that would be within three fingers. Kind of, you do your, you know, surf's up, dude. You put your pinky up and your thumb up. You have like three fingers down. The amount that fits inside that area beneath those three fingers, and basically is the volume of your pinky. If you try it out, stick your pinky underneath your three fingers and close your hand on it. Close your fingers on them. So that amount is the kometz, and it's really analogous to the shechita, and therefore it has to be. It can be where it can be done. So. It can be done anywhere inside the Azara, says the Mishnah. Worth noting, a mincha is essentially kachay kachim with respect to things like me'ila, and who can eat it, the kohanim, only in the rest of the mincha is eaten inside the walls of the Azara, like kachay kachim, but it can be nikmetzetz, it can be this, the portion of the kometz can be taken anywhere in the Azara. It has to be eaten within the curtains. Again, a throwback to the Mishkan. We're talking the walls of the Azara now. Lezichre kohuna, specifically to the male kohanim, not their wives and children. B'chol ma'achal, you can prepare these any way you want. You know, you can toast it and you can fry it and you can make pancakes, whatever you want. Le'yom v'layla ad chatzos, for the day on which the mincha is offered, the night that follows, midorai, so you'd have to losa shachar of the day it's brought, but midorabanan just till chatzos, till midnight, because, again, we have a din derabanan, lest a person... overestimate how much time he has, and come to eat his mincha after a losa shachar, which would be the isra of nosar and a chiyav of karis.